We started last week the psicha to the avodah pratis. So the first shahr in the avodah pratis that's coming up is going to be called das atzmenu, getting in touch with ourselves. What he's trying to do in the psicha over here is the mechaber in the psicha here is making an attempt to try to get us to start to turn our lives inward. In other words, before we start the actual gribble awry, which is what Das Atzmenu is about, where you start to go methodically, step by step, through all the things that make us do what we do. We need to, first of all, like I said last week, to make a U-turn, and a person can't even begin to do an avodah pratis until the private himself exists. So if a person is, like we said last week, nothing more than a collection of reactions and shifis to those things which are outside of him, so you don't exist, b'chal. There's nothing to go get in touch with yourself. There is no yourself. You don't exist, b'chal. There's no ani. There's no me. Everything else is just a collection of reactions to what people say, what people think, what people want. So the first thing is, we said last week, the first step in turning our look inwards is to realize that there's a person that exists beyond reactions to outside things. And it's that person that we're talking about in the Avodah Pratis. That's what he's coming to say, what we saw last week. When we talk about Avodah Pratis, we're coming to fix the person that exists detached from everything that's going on around. Let's continue. B'kivon el olamenu ha'pnimi, when we turn the direction into our internal world, yesh na'oid inyan omik. When we start to turn the steering wheel into our internal world, there's also another very deep thing, this kedusha. And what he's going to say now is also not yet the darg of getting in touch with yourself, but the darg of starting to look at things through your own eyes, as he explains. Why is it connected to Kedusha? My Kedusha, what is holiness? What is Kedusha? Yovoi Tzad Hatuma, so we'll take the Tzad Hatuma V'yachiyach and we'll teach us what Kedusha is. Hametame Atzmai, somebody who's Metame himself. Chas V'Shalom. Mashlit Al Atzmai, he rules over himself, he places over himself. Taivas Aguf V'Chomri Yisraelim. He makes a ruler over himself, the Taivas Aguf and Chomrius of the world. That's A. Milvad Zayis, besides this, who goyrim letamtem liboy, he causes his heart to be blocked up. Leval yargish klal b'matzoveh, he doesn't feel his matziv. Says the Pasuk, al tikri v'nit mesem bom, talking about Machalos Asuros, al v'nit tamtem bom, your heart becomes black. Timtum halev, heart blockage, who ihar gosha b'atmenu, is the state of not feeling yourself. So tuma is timtum. Tuma is blockage. Tuma is not feeling. Hahepech yir kedusha. Kedusha is the opposite. Milvad mashi yimur ememes as a adam me'al leguf ha'chomer. Besides the fact that kedusha raises a person up above the physical world, above the limitation of taivus of the guf, as a result of that, hu niye er, he becomes awake. He becomes alert, al yoda, through it. Lahargish ba'atma, to feel himself. Ubimatsove and his estate. Ulahakim requirement to know his place. Simen l'dover. Bevir seder habracha shal hatfila. We know that in the seder of Shemana Esrei, the Gemara says, Umaro loimer bina acharei kedusha. Why is atachene in Adam das after atachalish? Says the Gemara, Megillah, shenemer v'gdishu es kedosh Yaakov. That's a lokei yisrael yaritzu. V'samachlei v'yedu toye ruach bina. Harei mimasha aymrim kedusha. When a person says ata kodesh, zoichem lekedusha. You attain, you acquire some sort of darg of kedusha. Ubamehi misbatas. And how does the darg of kedusha express itself? Sheyoydim bina. You understand things. Sar hatimtum. The blockage goes away. Bamesha hayu toye ruach. What you were a minute ago, you were lost. Niu yoyde bina. He says a shocking thing. He says that Chazal say in Megillah that there's a logical follow through from Kedusha to Bina. Mani Shmita Etrasina. So the Gemara Megillah brings a pasuk. Hikdishu es Kedusha Yaakov es Kedusha Yaakov es Yaritzu. If you're Makadish Hashem, Yedu Toyeruach Bina. All of a sudden the lost souls find understanding. What does Kedusha have to do with Bina? The Torah says Kedusha means that I've risen above a little bit. In a Gevissa Darga, I've risen above the world of Gashmias. The minute I rise above the world of Gashmias, I already enter into a world of Bina. I'm able to understand things which I couldn't understand. The pipes are open. The pipeline, the highways of the intellectual are start to open up where they were a minute ago closed up. Kedusha, then comes Bina. So what he's saying is that when a person is in touch with himself, and a person is margish, that means tuma is a state of not feeling. Not in touch with yourself. That's the result of tuma. Tuma is the nitamtem. Kedusha means the pipelines are open. You feel. You can feel your own state. You can feel who you are. You can understand what's going on. That's what it means, that when a person's in touch with himself, you have a darga of Kedusha. What is he saying this for? What he's coming to say is, he's coming to shrewdly describe from different angles what is the state of a person when he's in touch with himself and when he's not in touch with himself. So in the first paragraph he explained to us that one angle of not being in touch with ourselves is that our whole sense of zich is directed completely to the outside, like we spoke about last week. Now he's saying something else. He's saying, again, a different angle on the same topic. That when you're full of averus and you're full of tumah and you're full of timtum, you can't feel anything. So that's also the opposite of a state of being in touch with yourself. So as we begin our slow U-turn to go from a state of not being in touch with ourselves to being in a state where we are in touch with ourselves, where our life revolves around ourselves instead of revolving around the outside things that go on. So what he's saying is that that's going to require a gevissa opening up of the timtum, because kol zman a person is mitumtum, a person's tome, you can't feel yourself. And you can't feel what's going on in yourself. You can't get to bina, you can't understand anything. Because everything is thick skin, you can't feel anything. You don't feel your matzav. And in order to feel your matzav, which is what we're going to be doing in the coming prokim, the coming 10 prokim, we're going to go deep, deep, deep into ourselves to find out what's happening under the surface. A person has to open the pipelines. A person has to feel. A person has to be aware of what he's doing, of why he's doing things. He continues. Shocking example. Ketzad Adam Chai B'Kivon El Atzmai. How does a person live in the direction of himself? What does it mean making this U-turn and starting to live? We said that a person has to start to direct his life inwards, not outwards, the way we live. So he brings a number of examples. Gvaldic examples. Listen carefully to the examples. Shocking examples. Mikubal Bashem Baal Shem Tov. It's well known in the name of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that he said, Ki kol ma she'anu ro'im misavav lanu, everything that we see around us, hu k'mo yiri, it's like a mirror, asher bo hashgacha el yoina maror lanu es atzmenu, where the hashgacha el yoina is showing us ourselves. It's a famous memory of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that everything you see, good or bad, is a mirror of yourself. That's the famous source of the famous story that they say all about Shvat Sawolf, I think. That it's a story of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, by the way. It's not from Shlomo Kaba. Yeah. And the idea is based on this Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that everything you see is a reflection of your neshama, by the way. Yeah, it's the same idea. And the story is rooted from the court of Baal Shem Tov, that everything, Baal Shem Tov said a famous memory, that everything you see is a mirror of where you're holding, where you are. And he brings a number of examples from a number of Rashis. Watch. Lama nismach ha-parshas nozir la-parshas saita. Why is parshas nozir next to parshas saita? Says Rashi, le-malucha, shekola roya saita bilkukula. Anybody who sees a saita bilkukula in her terrible state, yazer atzim min ha-yayin. Now, when we see a saita bilkukula, what do we say? It happened to, what do you call it? And I knew that it was going to happen to her. Because she went to that high school, and he went to that school, and he had that friend, and he had that friend, and comes to deserve it. And big news, right? Everybody's happy. when they hear that somebody else is bikukulusoy. Yana guy stole, yana guy did an aveira, yana guy was caught. The most shocking story that you can hear, right? What's the first reaction that somebody says? Couldn't happen to me either. Zashegets. Torah says not like that. Torah says, Aroya soita bukukula yazar atzim inayayin. That means that Chaim Kanievsky was walking by the Beis HaMikdash one day, and he saw a soita bukukula. State, he should make himself a nozer. Yazar atzim inayayin. Why? The Roisi Adam bukakul also, when I see a person in his kokul, hinani roya take if it's atzmi, I right away see myself. I find all the complications of the chet gam benafshi. Instead of the anger and the cynicism and the looking down at the sinner, I try to look for eitzes for myself. I should fall into his boat. It means this chiyuv that a person has to turn the steering wheel and start to look at everything that you see in your direction, as opposed to the outside. It's a mafurish pasuk. The Torah said that when you see a saita, what should you do? Your reaction to be is, you know, something that could happen to me. All the Balaam wants to speak about this. Every time you see a person, does a gefer lucha maisa. You see a guy has a gefer lucha act of temper. You see a guy did a gefer lucha veira, you know, a gefer lucha crook. You see a guy did a gefer lucha veira taiva. And you see there are stories like this, right? I'm going to give an example. It's a very painful example. The story with the Mansi meat. Right? Watch. So, that's the example of Saita Bukakalusa, right? What does that have to do with you? I feel very, I won't say sympathetic to Mr. I feel that I'm not far from him. You can eat my house, though. Say it. But, why do I feel what he called? I'll explain you why. I have a job of inside information about the thing over there. Zeder, from somebody, which I won't share with you the information. But I'll share with you an impression that I have. How I think the Torah wants us to look at it. You guys, what have to talk about? You're machshel tens of thousands of people for so many years. So, Zeder, this is a Baruch Shem. You know how to take care of people like that. That's not what interests me about the story. That's what interests everybody else. That's always talking about a Rashi and what a Rashi was. And what a Rashi he was. And how can he do this with him? What a Rashi he is. There's a million stories about why he did it. The grandfather. The grandfather. Ray Nussbaum will fill you in later. Quickly. You have all the information? Yeah. Your roommate is never. He couldn't have been otherwise. I wanted to say something else. And this is a gewaldic example. So you're all busy reading the papers and talking about it, and I hold that what we should take out of the story, if we want to be like the Torah says, Yazar Atzim in Arayin, what should the message be to us, right? So I've seen the message like this. Everybody says, right, the guy gave it to Yom Yishir, and he was about to Keya, right, everyone knows, and he was about to Fila, and he was a Choshevi, and finally, right? So how did the guy live with himself? So you all say it, he must be schizophrenic, right? He must be shugana. I want to talk about that nekuda of the kalkolosi. The kalkolosi that a guy goes ahead and sells straight from me to 10,000 people, it's something which we can't understand. It could be because it's money, so then every person has to check himself. Do you have a tithe of money? What would you do for a tithe of money? That's the first thing. So the first thing that a person who sees kalkolosi, so instead of talking about how bad the guy is, and you know his uncle, and you know his neighbor, and you know his this, and you know his that, and you want to be connected to, but not too connected, right? So instead of that, the first thing you say to yourself is, why did the guy do it? Because of a chemdas moment? So the first thing the Torah requires you is, check into yourself, how much of a chemdas moment do you have? What would you do for a chemdas moment? Would you sell trade for meat for a year to 100 people? Would you do other aveiros? Would you cheat on your income taxes? Israeli, American, Arnuna? Would you steal from your neighbor? Would you steal from a friend? Would you do something without rishus? Where are you holding in taivas mom? That's what Torah wants, by the way. That's what's called learning inward. You saw that massive thing in Klaisol. There's no question that the dargo of this is haroya soita b'kalkolasa, right? This is called soita b'kalkolasa. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Baal Shem Tov said that everything's a mirror, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed a mirror to all of Klaisol, right? Not just the Mansi. Because Baruch Hu said, this is how you look. So what do we see here in the picture? First of all, we see that Hatayavas Mammon, people appear to do anything. So if you look at the world outwards, if you don't have an inner world, so that's what this is me, I'm not the good world. If you look at the world inner world, the first thing you say to yourself is, what would I do for Chemdus Mammon? Do I have Chemdus Mammon? What would I do for Chemdus Mammon? How far would I go? You'd be very surprised what you find there, by the way. That's it. But there's a much deeper thing in the mirror over here, and that is, there's another kilkul over here. The kilkul is, how could a guy do such a thing and yet be such a fine yid? Well, we have the same question ourselves. Rabbi Yochum says a gevaldik zach. It says in this week's parsha, the Esav said, "Oi, mein tata chasen gehat when I was 30. My father got married when he was 40. I'm also going to get married when I'm 40, right?" Sounds like it was a brisker guy. My tata. What's the tata? What he does? Gets married at 40. Now, if the Torah Kadesh brings it down, if I says it wasn't a joke, the Torah doesn't bring down a collection of jokes from Esav, or stupidities. Doesn't bring down every stupidity that he did. The Torah brings it down, if I says it was a real thing. Tata Chasek had when I was 40. I also want to have one. Back to Biruchim, what's going on over here? You're a murderer. You're Ma'anis. You're a crook. Esav, Rasha, what's the reddin? And punked when it came to 40. Is if the Torah brought it down, and Rashi brings it down, it means it was a serious thing. The guy meant it. How did he live with himself? How did he live with himself? Yesterday you killed. Yesterday you robbed a bank, armed robbery, right? Kidnapped three people's wives. Killed their husbands. Was on the front pages of the what do you call it? Right? Wanted. All over all the post offices. And the next day, my 40th birthday, goes to all the shatchanim, goes to Lewinstein, goes to Levy, goes to everybody in Lakewood. I said, have you ever find a shidduch for me? Yichus. What's going on? He says, Yeruchim, what's the guy? He was schizophrenic, Torah deals with psychiatric cases. So it could be Yeruchim. He says a word in Polish. I think the word is pomenian, because he says it means pockets. He had these big fur coats in Poland with these deep pockets. He says everybody has deep pockets. In one pocket you put Ritzicha. In the next pocket you put deep down Gneva. In the third pocket you put down Hashosa. And then everything's gone. Now we get married when you're 40. The child is a person has a koyach to take his deepest averis and deepest hashchosas and bury them deep, so deep in his pockets that he's able to fool himself and say, now I'm 40, I need to get married, what's haste? Rabbi Yochum says that that's a child of vidu on Yom Kippur. Vidu on Yom Kippur means we empty out all our pockets. Because if we wouldn't have pockets, we wouldn't do averis. We wouldn't get to live with ourselves. Rabbi Yochum says the inyan of vidui on Yom Kippur is empty out all those pockets. You have all these deep pockets. One pocket you put away 3 months ago, you put around a shtickle lashon hara. You couldn't live with yourself. So what do you do? Put it deep away, sold the pocket, zipped it up. Back to Seder, look at the Gemara. Right? That's what we all are. We all have deep pockets. Vidui means that you empty out all your pockets. And you put on the table and you're honest with who you are. So when I see a story like the story of Munsi, so if you look at it outward, so it's a gossip tale. If you look at it inward, what does it say to me? We're all like that. We all daven for the Amud, we blow Shefer, we learn, we say with the bread, and we do Averis. Some of them are terrible Averis, some of them are not so terrible Averis. I don't know what that means. But we all have pockets. So this guy has very deep pockets. There's other things I can't say over in public how deep the pockets were. Okay? The guy had deep pockets. The pockets are the same pockets. The contradiction that we learn Musa say that we don't get up for Kriya Shema on time. The contradiction that we daven one day good, next day not. That we say Lashon Hara a minute later with Tzadik. That whole jumble, it's the same pockets. It's the same contradiction. And it's the same kasha on us be'etzim. That's what it means. Haroya Saita b'kakula yaz ratzmei ayayin. Everything, said the Helig of Baal Shem Tov, is a mirror. You see Yenagai is doing something, so Yenagai is magnified. It's almost a cartoon. But cartoons are like that, by the way. Every cartoon, as crazy and extreme and as cynical the cartoon is, there's always a nekuda of truth in it. Just it's magnified 100 times over. But there's always a nekuda of truth, right? In Charlie Brown, there's nobody as big a dope as he is, and nobody's as a rishant as Lucy is. Right? What's her name? I haven't seen her for 20 years. Are you off? You read this? What? Has English with Nakudas, you hear? Aber, you're right, so nobody's a Zar Rishanta. That was the Goinus of Charlie Baum, by the way, of Schultz. He chapped that there's nobody as Rishanta as Lucy, right? And there's nobody as Tmimis Dickens. But we all have a little bit of that, right? We all have a little bit of Rishas of what he called, a little bit of Tmimis of what he called, and a little bit of Nebuchadnezzar, what's his name, with the blanket. Yeah? And the Goinus of Charlie Brown, by the way, was that he was a mirror for you. Nobody ever looked at it like that. Everyone looks at living in Yen. Yen is a dope, and Yen is a Rishant, and Yen is a Vodiko. And what are you? That's what he meant, by the way. And the word is, so it's a cartoon. So the story with the Munsi Treif is a cartoon. It's not a cartoon. It's a larger-than-life story, right? But there's a little bit, or a lot of it, of us in the story. And the reason why we don't look at it is because our lives are not turned inwards. Our lives are turned outwards, to the Nais, to the Nus, to the Vodiko, to the Tutsach. And Chazal Shtei Niftasei. Haroya Saito Bukukulai. A site is a kafala, a story, a lady whose husband warned her, and she was with Zana, and it's a public in the base of Mikdash. They wipe out Hashem's name, and she drinks. Oh, that's a nice man. Her stomach blows up. Can you imagine what nice it was? It happened. Who knows how often it happened? I think the Gemara says it happened. I don't remember exactly. And she tells that every year who sees it, Haroya Saito Bukukulai, Yazar Atzam in Ayayin. Everybody. She tells that everybody has what to learn from it. Because if you, even if your tithes haven't brought you to that darg of a saita, but you have the tithes, you never know. Live your life inwards. Says the Rashi Vaiter, Loma Nisuch HaParshas Miragel HaParshas Miriam. Why he is the Parsha of Miraglim next to Parshas Miriam? Says Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Shlach, the Fisha Loksa this Kedibo. She got punished. She got the Mitzvah because she said Lashon Hara. She did Rabachia, she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. Rasham Halal, these Rasham row, they saw Balai Lachum Moshe, they didn't take Moshe. Here's a Gavaldika Moshe Diak. Row, they saw the story. Ve'eleim lo nogamura klal. This story, this happening of Miriam had no effect on them. El toich oilamam hapnimi, into their internal world, lo chodru hadvorim. It didn't infiltrate the story of Miriam. Yesh lishtoimim. It's shocking. Because of this kino, some Chazal called them by the name Rishoyim. At that time, there was still tzaddikim. There was the Nesiim. Raklefi rum dargas dora midbar. But according to the darga of the dora midbar, hoylem listakel amaisa Miriam. They should have learned from the maisa Miriam, bekivon alatzom in the direction of themselves. Lahavdir to infiltrate. Zihi was bedibur al emek nafsham. They should have seen the story of Miriam. They should have said, what does it say to me? Better be careful what I say. Better be careful how I talk. Better be careful via Tretzach. They didn't take Musa. Says Rashi Rasham. They already lost cases at Rasham because they lived their life outwards. And what happens around us? Not only is it here to teach us a person his own faults, Elohu Mo'er Gamki Sufeliya. It also is Mo'er yearnings for Aliyah. Matzino b'sifri, there's a pasuk in the Sifri, Ki am kadesh atal Hashem alekecha. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutalach. Devarim ha-mutarim, something which is mutar. V'acherim noigim behem b'sir, and somebody else is machmer. Al tatirim b'fneim, don't be noig heter. L'chayra hayinu mevinim, l'chayra the pshat in the Sifri is, ki l'fneim, in front of us, gather shal zihus b'rik shoyz ha-machmerim. It's a psychological thing of being, not hurting the machmer senses. If you're gonna be noyik heter, aluv megam heim loheres heter laatzmon, they'll also be matter v'limpo madrigosim. They're gonna fall from the madrigo, so don't hurt their feelings and don't take them away. Ulam v'fize b'ulti mumen chasifri kerel as a kaddish atzmocha. So why is that called sanctifying myself? Sure, enkan din be noyik heter. Well, din be machmon l'val yuzak. It's only a bit adam lachaver dikazach to protect that guy's dargo. Why does the sifri call it kaddish atzmocha? Gavaldik akasha. Ubehechrach amos biish chasifri megala bozeg gedur nifla bekedusha. The Sefri is teaching us a new gathering Kedusha. Behimotzi, when I find myself, ben zihir m'yaisir meni, among a firmer crowd, olai lo'oyer ritzoyin ilias kamoyim. What's our natural reaction? You're around people who are firmer than you. What's your natural reaction? Right? People don't eat at weddings, people don't eat in restaurants, people don't eat out. Right? First of all, after the Munsi story, they didn't eat trade, you ain't trade, right? So say that. But besides that, Behimotzi, when I find myself ben zihir miyaisi mimeni, when I find myself among people who are firmer than me, alay lo'ayre retoni liyas kamayim, I should have at least a shifa to be like that. Now, even if you're not up to it, at least b'zman heyosim b'mechitzas, and when I'm around them, lisnai kefim min hagam, at least to be knowing like them. Kemoi haroi yasaita chayev ligdor, the same way somebody who sees a saita chayev atzma chayev ligdor atzma misiba kekula misibas kekula, he has to be magdi himself from the siba causer kain haroi and his harim. Somebody sees somebody who has a higher darga chayev la'ir atzma lizhiros v'zehu gedusha kedusha. That's called kedusha. That's called kedusha. That's called living your life inwards, as opposed to living your life outwards. Now, again, I repeat. We haven't yet started to touch the inside yet. We haven't yet started to fix the inside. We haven't yet started to find out what's going on inside. But we have to make the U-turn to start to live our life inwards. To live a life like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says. To look at everything that's happening as a limud for us. But in order for that to happen, there has to be an us first. You have to exist first. Like we saw last week. One more piece. Hamakir es mekoimo is somebody who knows his place. He achas hamaylus shatoyer nikas v'hem. Is one of the maylus. You know your place. Because of the Gazachi, listen to the piece. In Parshas Yisro, we find in Parshas Yisro, it says, even the Kohanim who usually go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring Karbanis, Yiskadoshu should remain holy. What's Yiskadoshu mean in the pasuk over there? Yiskadoshu means they shouldn't go up to Har Sinai. Says Rashi, Uberashi, Hanigoshim al Hashem, those who approach a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Hakriv Karbanis, al Yismuchu al Chashivusam Lalos, they shouldn't rely on their Chashivus to go up to Har Sinai. Yiskadoshu. Yil Muchanim lis Yatsev al Omnon, they should stay on their place. They should stay where they were told to stand at Har Sinai, not to go up. I can push in to move into the VIP area. Right? No. They want to get closer, right? They want to go higher up at Har Sinai. They'll think, because they're Kohen and Mutter, maybe they deserve the Scar of Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu said to them, Yiskadoshu. So the Rebbe is saying over here, what does it do with Kedusha? Okay, Kedusha means more. Ki Kedusha hi dafka, Kedusha means lahakar es mekoymer. V'li yuzmuchim lamoy b'mekoymer v'ladas. Ki b'shum oifin ein lechapes his alis v'kirvas elokim. You can't look for aliyah and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu miklutz l'mekoymer outside your place. Ki chol his alis tzfui l'adam. All aliyah is only waiting for a person, ach v'rak b'kivan alatzmoy, only in direction to himself. Ha'oizim es mekoymer, if you step out of your place, like we learned 2 weeks ago with the guy who was an Avelis the whole year, Misrachek Mi'atzmoy. You're distancing yourself from yourself. Kedusha v'his'alus lo yimotze b'richok mi'atzmoy. Be in touch with yourself. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said stay here, Kedusha means you're in touch with yourself to stay where you belong. All these are directions into himself. Okay.